your marks, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor, no, I know, you know. Right, it's 9:25, and here is now live, because he's just walked in, The Spare!
Hey! Well, it's 9:25, and listen, you have no idea how great that omen is. 9:25
really?
Is my birthday.
Wow.
9:25, September 25th. It's my birthday on the radio. It's my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. We do it the other way around here.
Yeah.
You'd be 25-9.
20. So that's like September the 9th.
Well, let's just literally walk through the doors upstairs, straight into the studio, said hello to everyone, and I'm going, right, let's do it. And he's going, yeah! That's what he does. Yo, back up now and give a brother room.
The fuse is lit, baby. I'm about to go.
Boom!
See, now you say boom, but you've got to say,
no, you say boom.
Boom. You got to put a little more bass
boom,
in it, though.
More
boom. Yeah, no, it's boom! Boom! Yeah, there you go.
There you go, you see.
Yeah, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Will came on the show 4 years ago when we did the afternoon show. Obviously, you remember, it's a highlight of your
career. Absolutely. It was one of the greatest things that ever. I tear up when I think about it.
Hasn't been on the show since 4 years ago, and it hasn't been on since. So we obviously made an impression on you. We had to change time slots and move to the morning just so we can get you back on, hoping that you might think, well, last time I did it, I went in the afternoon, so it must be a different guy. We'll do that morning.
We confuse you.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now, you know what? It's, whenever we're together, you know, there's my heart is full.
That's right.
And I feel that there's something special that's going to happen. You know that, you know how you feel that energy, that
I feel that.
You just know that it's going to be special. And you never know exactly what it's going to be.
I know, it's crazy.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. You smell gorgeous, by the way.
Really, you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
I thought it was Rachel, but it's not.
No, it's you.
You really do like it, though, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to tell you what it is if you're going to make fun of it on the radio, I specifically put it on just for this reason. You know,
it's
like smoked ham.
It's more fruity than that.
It is. It's like a meadow.
It's you know that fresh walk through spring something.
Oh, I wouldn't walk. I'd get a car. But it's like a drive through a field.
Sounds like Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Who's telephone operator?
Who's Rosemary?
She's a telephone operator. How come through it?
No, it's Aveda, the Aveda oils.
I was about to say that.
No, you weren't,
Rachel.
You
weren't going to say that.
It smells like one of my friend's shampoos, but then I realized, well, you really don't use that shampoo.
No,
it's rosemary and peppermint or something like that.
No, it's energizing composition.
What's Aveda?
I was going to say that.
You don't know about Aveda?
Is it shampoo?
No, it's a product.
It's a manly man's product for men with big muscles and a huge penis. There's nothing feminine shampoo like about it.
Right.
No, listen, the women dig it. You know what I mean? It like pumps the pheromones.
Are you allowed to choose what smells you have?
Well,
only in the sense that...
That was what smells I
well,
have?
No, as in like...
You mean like...
Yeah, like your aftershave. Cologne or whatever. Only
I thought you were saying...
Like my girlfriend now, she likes me to... She bought me one and she goes, I like that one.
You like
she
that?
She likes me to smell...
Oh, no, you only get to wear what your wife loves.
Because obviously your missus likes you to smell of Will.
Right. Yeah, you know, because there's a certain... That animal essence that she wants to maintain. You know, she wants to maintain the animal essence.
That's right. How is your beautiful family?
Oh, there are... Absolutely wonderful. Got the kids with me here. And,
really?
Yeah, Jada's she has her premiere of Collateral in New York tonight. So this is the first time we've both had premieres on the same night in different cities.
Oh.
We're you know, we got that thing. This doesn't work on the radio. I'm doing the whole two finger eye thing.
See,
say connection.
You do that in England. That's swearing at someone.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
It's like a mild version of
middle. One. The middle. Yeah.
That's like.
The two finger. Wow!
Don't do that if you turn up at the premiere tonight and go like this,
and
to
go
crowd,
with the two,
it won't go down well at all. I'm gonna tell you that.
Oh, geez. Well, I got it because I've been doing it in all my pictures. So
don't be doing that. Don't be doing that. That's like going like this. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So I won't do that. I definitely won't do that.
You have a car and go. Whoa! They won't go. What's he doing? It's a bit of a rock. Anyway.
It's like a reverse peace sign, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's, kind of no. It's. like a different kind
rude.
Of piece.
Don't do it to your mother.
I won't do it. I won't do it in English.
They'll kick your ass.
That was a good, like, Negro accent
Thank
you just
you
did
much.
There. It was really
that's
good.
Like, that's kind of that stereotypical generic.
Yeah,
kick
yeah.
your ass. Thank you very much. I like that. Right, okay, well, listen, so the timing of the show is all out. So
it's all out.
Yeah, because the whole show was just set waiting since 7.
No, that's not true.
All right, since 9:15.
Quarter past.
So we need to do the news and the sport.
Do the news, okay.
Yeah, and then we'll play a record.
Should I make some news up, or you guys have some real news?
We have news people.
You have news people, they'll do it.
Here's a slightly embarrassing thing, though.
Yes.
Our newsman will sit there.
He'll sit here. No.
Right. Well, no, hang on, what?
He won't sit in
my
seat.
Oh, they're going to go upstairs.
Okay.
All right. But normally they would sit there.
So you were about to put me out of my seat.
Yes.
So someone else could sit there. See?
But now it turns out you're such a big star, but they will be now upstairs.
Okay. No, no. 4 years next time you see me, buddy.
4 years?
4 years.
Well, I'm getting used to that now, to be quite honest.
Do you want the one road travel?
Hi.
Do you want some one road travel or
yes,
not?
Yes, sorry.
We're just chatting.
Sorry. That's fine, you carry on.
We're just chatting to Will Smith.
Will was just saying he really wants to hear one road travel, and we were so excited I missed the cue.
That's fine. This is just for you, Will.
Right.
One road travel.
It's in County...
Wow.
Yeah, it's good. I haven't read it yet. It's in County Durham this morning. It's the A68. There's some good news. There are no delays on the road at all, Will.
None?
No, none at all.
There's no way there's none.
No, there's absolutely no delays.
Wow.
It's the B6279 Staindrop Road Junction in Durham.
There you go. Is that my out cue?
Yes, it is.
Travel on Radio 1.
Radio and Newsbeat, after being kicked out of the studio.
No, never say Radio and Newsbeat. We remember the conversation we had when we were doing the pilot. You just go, it's now 9:35.
It's now 9:35.
And lose the bed.
Wow.
It's gone.
So, Chris, you weren't paying attention to your cue that time,
no,
did you notice?
Do you know what it was? I was looking after my guest.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah,
right,
you're right,
890. 27 flights. That's all that Will's doing. He's just showing off about all the air miles he's getting. I've got promoting this goddamn movie all over the world. I don't even talk like this, goddamn it.
Yeah, so that's me?
That's how Will talks in real life. I've been promoting this damn movie. If I had a producer's mother, I'd have let somebody else promote it.
Wow.
I'm going to go to Moscow.
Listen.
I've got to go to Honolulu.
You sound like Boss Hogg when you say that.
I fly all over the damn place. God damn it.
There's Duke boys.
Well, he sounds like he's certainly in trouble. Let's see what the boys are doing now.
Oh,
that is really good.
Oh, man.
That sounds just like me.
First of all, very quickly, and I'll only do this for one person, and Tracy has texted my friend Tracy and
Tracy.
Said, oh my God, he's my favorite. It's my birthday on Friday. Can you get his autograph for me? I love you lots. I'd ask you to give him a big kiss, but I'd be jealous. I won't kiss you.
Okay.
Unless you want
me to. That's Tracy. No, I mean, off the air. I wouldn't do it on the air, but if you know.
You kiss me off the air.
For Tracy, you know, if you're going to give it to her, I need you to
I'm not going
to
give it
just
to her.
Just an autograph's all she's after.
Yeah. You know, we're just friends. We don't do that ibbity jibbity stuff. 9:41 in the morning.
Yeah!
And the big Willie is in the place to be on the BBC.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm wrapping it up like a crazy rubber duck.
Yeah, that was a good rhyme. Yeah. That's a good rhyme.
Yeah, yeah. Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. You're putting me off.
Just a little something to make the...
It's my gig. All that. So you've
got to dance that he's gotten to be
a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance.
That's
but
hot.
About the cool, slow,
the mood, romance.
I don't know.
Give me your soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it.
Don't try to fix it.
Summer's of the past.
All right.
Just, that's really good. See...
Do you know what? To be honest, if you want to rap with me,
yes,
on the next album,
yes,
let's do it then.
Do it right?
Let's not do it for free. Let's make the moolah.
Okay, you got it. We got to get paid. If we're gonna do it, we should get paid.
I don't do this for the fun,
Chris. I gotta let you know I'm feeling that thing again. You know?
Yeah, it's morning sickness. You don't need to be pregnant when you listen to this show.
That connection, man, I'm feeling it. It's again, it's back.
Yeah.
You know.
4 years. 4 years since you're last on the show, and now you're remembering the good times. So what's the deal then? Obviously, right. So iRobot is the movie, and are you an executive producer of that movie?
Why, yes, I am, Chris. Well,
I saw your name. Is that, and your name comes on twice at that.
You noticed that, right?
I noticed that.
Well, you know, because for me, it was very important. I'm getting to the point that I'm I'm feeling kind of smart every once in a while, you know, so I want to really have the opportunity to put some of my ideas and my concepts into, you know, like with your show.
Yes.
Like, you are the creative force.
That's right.
Behind this show.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's important that you have the position that you need in order to be able to adjust the things the way that you want to adjust them.
That's right.
And iRobot is right. It's a really brilliant concept. And, you know, I wanted to be able to bring the team of people in that I thought could create.
Is it also, do you get two wages?
No, actually.
Right. Really?
Yeah, that's the different thing. They just paid me once, though.
Well, they ain't that.
Yeah, that's
wrong.
Not because I have to do more work, but I get, it's the same money. But it's not bad money. It's pretty good cheese that they're paying me in the first place.
How much is that? It's more than you get for being on this show.
No, it's about the same.
Really?
It's about the same.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So he got the Starbucks for doing iRobot. I watched it. We watched it yesterday.
You saw it yesterday.
Saw it yesterday, and
don't give me your honest opinion.
It was a contractual stipulation that we had to see the movie before the interview, and I went to see it yesterday, and. I can't talk about it too much because I don't want to give too much away.
Because, there's some cool stuff that needs to be a surprise for the audience.
But there was the one thing I thought, mm-hmm. you know, you could have changed, if you don't mind me saying so.
Yes.
Right, okay. Uh-huh. Was the, without giving too much away,
right.
was the, does this mean we can be friends?
Right,
you know that bit. Right?
The robot, that was funny.
And I thought you were going to go,
right.
Nah.
I thought he was going to crush your hand at that point.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to kick him in his robot nuts and go, no chance, mother.
They're called Ro-Nuts, by the way.
Ro-Nuts.
Really? I never knew that.
Yeah.
Okay. People are now sitting at home going, what the hell is this movie about? Robot porn.
It's 2035 in Chicago. And it's
now I've got to stop you there.
You
right?
got to stop me.
Chicago won't look like that in 2035.
Yes,
it looked like it does now, but the cars will be a bit newer.
No, listen. See, this is the thing. You are so not open to your creative, emotional, feminine side.
Well, in that case, in 2035, you're saying with the most modern technology in the world, the newest cars on the road will be TTs, but with spoilers.
Right, basically,
it's a great advert for Audi, actually. By the way,
they made that car for the movie. Mm. You know, which
do you have that car?
They
should make one for
you. But the car, you know, because the car doesn't exactly move.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it's like one of those movie car things.
And it has like boulders for wheels.
Yeah, it's kind of. But they
look like the Flintstone
cylinders.
Wheels.
They're like balls, right? So the car can move in all directions.
It's a car with balls,
right?
It's a car with
Ro-Nuts. Back again.
Motor nuts. Yeah. That's what they are.
Oh man.
And what else? Oh yeah, and the other thing I thought, and I don't want you to think that I'm kind of knocking your movie career because I'm a big fan of your work, right? I've liked all of your movies and seen Wild Wild West.
Really?
But I'm watching this and it's very futuristic and all that. And first of all, I don't know what it's about. I've got this thing with movies. I don't want to know what it's about. I just want to go and see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going 20 minutes in. And I'm going. I've no idea where this is going. And for me, there's a bit of a twist in it halfway through. And they start changing everything. And I'm like, this is all great. This is all well and good. Where's the rap? Where's the rap?
See, no, but listen.
The robots come to take over. Boom!
That's hot.
Yeah?
That's hot.
Yeah.
See, if I thought of that rap, then I probably would have put it in the movie.
We were saying yesterday we wanted you to have rap bots.
Rap bots.
You see?
See, where the hell were you guys in the creative process?
Well, this is it. We offered ourselves.
They never even called us.
4 years ago, we said we'd write your next movie. You never run.
I'm going to be in a movie.
You're in a movie. You're going to be in a movie.
Yeah. Well, my voice is in a movie, but
really?
I'm in it. Right.
You are.
So what I'd like you to do is when it's called Wimbledon.
Wimbledon.
It comes out in America on September 7th on 9/17.
Wow.
I do that month thing.
Mm-hmm. The month thing, right.
And it's got Kirsten Dunst in it. She's famous.
Right.
And some other people. And my voice is in it, maybe, unless they edit me out, for about 16 seconds.
Wow.
So if you see it.
If I see it.
And you're now executive producing movies and stuff, if you can think of anything else you'd like me to do.
Right. No. Listen, it's the relationship that we've created.
Mm.
In the 4 years that we haven't seen one another,
I think
will sustain the test of time.
Thank you.
You know, so I'm very confident in your talent.
Thank you.
I'm gonna have my people get in touch with your people.
Right. We'll just work numbers.
Out. We can, yeah, they'll, well, no, no, no. It's because it's
you
business.
Smell nice.
It's
well, I'm just trying to help the whole thing along. Okay. Yeah, just trying to fuse the bond between the two of you, which is very, very real.
Okay, so seriously, how does this work, right? Because you're a big star in everything like this, right? Big Hollywood movie star. Mm-hmm. So you come over here. Are the people who are looking after you, are they the British people or the American people?
It's the British people.
Okay, so cause now the British people are kind of outside the door going, he's got to go, he's got to go. Now, it's up to you, right? We can either finish it and you can, you know, be nice, or we can just leave them because she's hanging outside the door. Okay. And she's tuned in. She won't come in because I'm a big star in this country. Right, I'll just scream it out. Oh, yeah, yeah! Like
Jesus.
That. I know. Well, that's what a few people call
me. You caught me off guard with that. Yeah. I don't, your dark side is...
So I'm kind of thinking I could wrap the interview up or we can just keep going. But I'm going to let you
these are the British people, so these are people that you have to deal with.
Right, okay.
Because you...
Hi, come in, why don't you? I should be walking into your office during a high-powered business meeting. I'll just sneak in, just stand in the back. So you were saying the people looking after you have been absolutely brilliant, and you're proud to work with them.
Absolutely wonderful. I mean, and the British people at Fox are taking such good care of me.
That's Fox, by the way.
I thought 20th you said
century. Okay. Just for those people who are a bit sleepy still. So the movie, so the premiere of the movie is tonight.
Premiere is tonight.
Okay, I'm not going.
iRobot.
Seen it
because you've seen it. You know, and then also, you know, I'm detecting, you know, there's something that you need, you know, and we'll talk about it off camera, but you're missing something.
Yeah.
In our relationship.
Love.
And that's not it.
I've got to be honest.
That is not it.
Not,
you know?
Not one phone call in 4 years.
But.
Your good lady's on the phone to be like once a week, a couple of weeks, something like that.
Listen.
Your boy's on the phone. Hi, Uncle Chris. You, nothing. But,
Chris, this is the thing. The connection that we have is really powerful, and it's emotional for me. So it's not something that I can confront every day. I can't call you every day. I can't call you every week. I have a life that I have to live, and it becomes increasingly difficult.
What kind of a life can you have without me?
It's
fruitful. Okay. The movie opens nationwide tomorrow. It is iRobot. It's Will Smith. And thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much,
Chris.
You're
a very busy man. And there's people in suits who need to take you away. and who's the guy in the white top there? Who's that guy? That's the guy who was in Fresh Prince.
What? No.
He played your cousin.
No.
That guy.
I didn't have any white cousins on Fresh Prince.
No, the guy in the white top there, the black guy.
The black guy.
What's out? Who was the guy who was in the Fresh Prince, right? He was there. What's his name?
The posh one.
Carlton.
Carlton. Yeah.
So anyway, it's good to see that you're keeping these guys on.
he'll really appreciate that one.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know that you have to leave the building. He won't see me now. That's fine.
So, Chris, it's an absolute pleasure, as always.
I know. You
are the man.
I know. God bless you.
And let's not make it 4 years before you invite me back again.
Or something like that.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and I want you to know how good a friend I was to let you pretend like it was me who didn't want to come.
Okay.
And not that it was you who hadn't invited me.
Okay, thanks. You're a very generous man. And good luck with your movie and your great career and our friendship.
Nothing but love for you, baby.
Thank you. Will Smith, ladies and gentlemen.